You are now listening to Scarcasm Live. Scarcasm Live is a GeekGoneRaw.com podcast. If you want to send us an email, you can always do so at ScarcasmLive@gmail.com. Twitter, I am Scarfinger. The pimp is Big Daddy with one D, Harold. If you want to reach us on Google Plus, I am Scarfinger Hoodbridge. Pimp is Harold Pimp Daddy. And we use the Dream Team community page for further engagement with all of you. If you want to contact us on Facebook, there is a Geeks Gone Raw Facebook group. And if to send us a voicemail, the number is 757-774-8447. The music for the show is provided by the homie Laid Back for Life. You can catch his mixcast at laidback4life.podomatic.com. We thank you very much for checking the show out. We appreciate your feedback, and welcome back to the Pride. Hey, what's going on, everybody? It's your boy Scarfinger, and we're back with Scarcasm Live.
Happy Chip and Dip Day.
Chip and Dip Day, that's what today is?
Today is National Chip and Dip Day.
National Chip and Dip Day. Like, you do that thing on Facebook where it's like a food thing every day?
Well, it's a food or it's either a food or like a animal or, like, tomorrow is National Chocolate Covered Raisin Day.
Ew, I hate raisins. National here in Florida.
Because we're recording a podcast. How are you?
There's a national body. There's a national coconut.
Anyways.
National in Florida. She just, you she just like...
She just...
Is that okay, honey?
That's perfect.
She just totally just like, you know what? Fuck your show. I'm going to say this shit anyway.
What? Can you tell me what is happening?
No.
What did Carmen say?
You'll listen to it on the podcast. He said you just came in and totally derailed our show. You fucked it all up. And we're not editing this shit out.
Nope, not at all. It's all going to be here. So she going to hear herself up the show.
You fucked up the whole show. Anyways, yeah. No, on Facebook, they got that national whatever day. And I find it to be something that's just fun sometimes, you know?
Yeah, I thought it was, I almost got offended at first because every time it was like food, you kept sending it to me. And I was like, wait, are you saying that I'm fat? Like, I know that I'm fat, but like the fact that you kept sending it to me, I was just like, I don't know how to feel about this.
Well, the one that I sent you was honey buns. And I remember one day we spoke about honey buns.
Yes.
So,
You know, honey buns are amazing, but iced honey buns, not glazed honey buns. That's all I'm saying. If you are a glazed honey buns person, you are doing it wrong.
Yeah, but now, okay, here's the problem. You got to get them fresh if you're going to get them iced or glazed. You can't get them out of sitting out of the damn vending machine for 3 weeks. They got to be still soft and nice.
I got you.
You know, because it's something about going to like the little corner store and you get them in there nice and soft and fresh and gooey and delicious.
Yeah, and you take the ice ones and you put it in the microwave for like 10-15 seconds. Just all you need is about a good 10-15 seconds. Man, listen. All right. But anyway.
But now you know what, that Texas Big Roll, that thing sucks.
Yes, the big cinnamon roll, like it's okay. I wouldn't say it sucks. It's just okay.
It's dry. It's drier than sandpaper.
Nah, it's not. You know, it ain't like crumb cake or nothing like that, or some coffee cake. Now, coffee cake is some dry ass shit. Yeah. I can see why you want me to have some coffee with this shit, because something is gonna have to fucking save me from choking on this shit. Like, it's so dry and it's just, it builds up in your throat and you're just like, I need to drink something. So coffee cake, kind of dumb.
Do you go to 7-Eleven at all?
Yeah, all the time.
They got Slurpee donuts, and those things are sweet.
I've never had a Slurpee donut.
They're red Slurpee donuts, and they are so freaking sweet.
Yeah, I've never seen those before. I have. Now, whatchacallits are, we are totally going in a very, very fat direction right now. I just want to point that out. Get you one of them big apple fritters. Oh man.
Oh, they got them two for $2.22 there at 7-Eleven right now.
Oh, apple fritters. Mm. I haven't had a good apple fritter in quite a while. There's this this company that has these things where they deliver to like Walmart. So you go to the Walmart. Yeah, go to the Walmart. I sound like an old person right now. But you go to the Walmart, and in the bakery section, I know around here, you can have these things, and they're like fritters, and they have like apple fritters, and they have like cherry fritters. But don't worry about neither one of those. Get lemon fritters. Thank me later. All right. Amazing fucking pastries. Lemon fritters. Take it from a fat dude. Lemon fritters.
Okay, fat dude. Well, let's get into the question of the week from last week.
All right, let's go.
let's get the show on the road.
Let's get the show on the road. After we even got derailed by food and being fucking fat and your wife deciding fuck the show, all of that.
Well, so, it was your question, so you want to ask it?
No, I don't even have it pulled up.
You don't even have it pulled up? What kind of host are you?
I'm the host that doesn't do the question of the week.
Anyways, the question of the week was, what is your favorite Mario Brothers games ranked? And you put the ranking on there.
Yeah, it was based off an article that I saw, and so I put theirs, and then I basically asked, you know, what's yours?
And we got basically one comment this week. And we got it
from actually Mike J sent me one on the Google.
Okay.
And he said one that was disqualified. So it didn't count either way.
Which one did he say?
He said Mario is missing.
I've never played that.
I guess that's a game. I ain't never heard of that shit. Like, let's be honest.
Well, we got Chase. Chase, and he said, I was always partial to 3, but there is just something about 2. 1 is pure nostalgia, though. And once again, I have to agree with him.
You're breaking up a little bit.
Oh, okay. Then he goes, the second one on the Game Boy was great. The golden coin and the golden coins on. I've never played the Game Boy Mario Brothers, so I don't know.
Nah, me neither. I will say, 3 is the GOAT.
3 is the best.
3 is the GOAT. 3 is the GOAT, but if you say World,
mm-hmm.
if you say World, I would be like, all right, I could see that. Like, I understand why someone would pick World, but 3 is the 3 is the real answer here.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, there really isn't another answer. 3 is the answers, but if you pick World, I'll leave you alone about it.
3 World and 1 for the nostalgia.
Yep, those are the top 3 right there. If you can put whatever you want, you know, 3 or World as 1 or 2, however you want to do that. But 1 is 3, and what fuck everything else from there.
Yeah, all the rest of them, and Mario Karts. I mean, they're not Mario.
But people will ride. Well, this list, they said that it has to have Super Mario in the title,
mm-hmm.
and it has to start. It has to star Mario himself. So, like, the Luigi's Mansion and stuff like that doesn't count because it doesn't have Super Mario and Mario isn't the main character.
Good, because those games suck, too.
And also, that's why Mario is missing doesn't count because, as I understand it, it's someone looking for Mario. So, he's not the main character, so it doesn't count. So, that's the reason why Mike J's suggestion doesn't count.
Okay. Oh, you got any awesome shit for the week? Because I got one big-ass awesome shit for the week.
There hasn't been much happening around here. I don't have anything. You can go with yours. If I think of something, I'll cut across you.
All right. Well, my awesome shit of the week here, my awesome shit of the day, I have to give kudos to my beautiful wife who did start fucking up our show in the beginning. I upgraded from a 27-inch television to a LG 55-inch flat screen.
Word up.
Yeah, the man cave has just gotten more manly.
Yeah, I have a 50, so that's awesome. And I have a 50 plasma. I don't even got, like, the good shit.
Yeah, oh, man, and sorry, and this is also a smart TV. Awesome.
Yeah, but you can, but you got game consoles hooked up to the TV. You don't really need a smart TV.
Dude, I am never going to use the smart TV part of it. And I'm never going to do anything else with it but play video games and watch things off the PlayStation. But
I have an old smart TV that I didn't even know was a smart TV until like a couple years or so ago. And I know I've said this a few times, but I was just kind of like messing around with my remote. And I saw a button and I was like, huh, what does this do? And then all across the bottom, it said Netflix, Pandora, and all this other shit at the bottom of the TV. And I'm like, huh, I didn't know I could do that. Like, I've had that TV for years and I had never pressed that button.
See, you should have pressed the button.
Yeah, and then but this TV is so old, it has an Ethernet port.
Wow.
It's not even wireless. My TV has its own Ethernet port, yeah.
Hey, I got a big shout out this week too.
Go ahead.
One for gaming with Chase. Me and him did a whole bunch of strikes the other day, and man, we had so much fun.
You did strikes on what game?
On Destiny. We must have did like 7 or 8 strikes on Destiny.
And Chase suggested another movie.
Yes, the next week's movie, which is Reanimator.
No, he said after the Reanimator, he wants us to watch some George Washington movie. It's on Hulu.
Okay, we can do that, I guess.
I don't really want to watch any more of these movies that they keep suggesting because all of these movies are fucking terrible.
Well, okay. Last week's movie. You know what? Why don't we just get into last week's movie real quick?
Okay, let's do that.
Because last week's movie was called the what was it called?
Avalon.
It wasn't that bad.
It wasn't that bad, but here's what I say about Avalon. Avalon is a movie that could stand a remake.
It could definitely stand a remake, but I would suggest they keep it with the way they did. Because I actually like the fact that you had it in kind of like that greenish black and white.
No, it was a sepia tone. Like, fuck that shit. I am not going to say that was a good reason. It was sepia. The whole beginning of the movie is in sepia, though.
And that was fantastic because it was, to me, it kind of made it like, well, is this dream? Or when they finally go to color, when she meets that one guy and he's like, well, this is reality. So it actually is like, well, reality's color and everything in this game is sepia tone. Like if you were playing a video game of that type on a computer, on like an old
Commodore
64 from back in the day.
I kind of felt that way too because like, okay, first of all, the sepia tone and the unnecessary long shots made me almost fall asleep quite a few times. Like, I had to, like, get up and, like, walk around. At one point, I was about to start busting off some jumping jacks just to wake me the fuck up because they kept doing these long shots of, like, her on the train. And it would just be the camera in a fixed position from her perspective just looking down the train. All right, I get it. You're on the train. Can we look at something else right now? Like, I think the movie does not work well with my current viewing sensibilities, I guess you would say.
I would kind of somewhat agree because, and for me, it's more of the accents or the English dub over was kind of hard.
Yeah, I would say that. That didn't bother me that much.
That bothered me more than some of the shots. Because I could handle the shots, it was the dubbing over of the voices that really, because the voice acting just didn't work so well.
In the beginning of the movie is really slow.
Yeah.
Like, it is so slow. It took a long time for them to get to the point. I understand they were trying to set up the world, but, like, I don't get, and then there's stuff about the movie that I just don't understand. Like, okay. why the fuck did her dog disappear? Her dog just disappeared.
Because that was the one that was in her house before she went into reality.
Right.
Because that she was probably deleted out of the game.
It doesn't make sense,
but that's the only way that I could answer. Like, the only way I could answer everything was that when she was in septic tones, that was basically playing a video game.
Septic tones?
Yeah.
Well, that is totally the name of the show.
Okay. But when they were in that kind of, color.
Sepia tones.
That's what I figured was all of the video game.
It's kind of like how It reminded me
of a bad version of the Matrix.
Yes, that's exactly what I was about to say. Because, you know, in the Matrix, everything in real life is tinted green, and everything in the Matrix is tinted blue.
Mm-hmm.
So you kind of have a separation of, you know, where you are at the time and stuff like that. Like I said, I would totally be in for, like, a, you know, an American director just doing a complete remake of the movie and modernizing it a bit. Because the computer stuff, I was just like, what kind of computer shit is this? Because
it's the Commodore 64 or some shit.
Right. Yeah. And then, but when you go into the game, it's like virtual reality. And I'm like,
And it was kind of hard to get into it because it's like, they're sitting there typing all these damn prompts to do something.
Right. And then you put on the beginning of the game,
you're in a freaking VR.
Right, in the very beginning of the game, all of those tanks and stuff were like wireframe, and then you go to the actual the inside of the game from their perspective. Everything looks like it's real, with the exception that it's flat.
You know, and then I just love how when everything got hit by a bullet or whatever, it just like fizzles out of the screen.
Right, I you know, like I said, those effects and the ideas, modernize it, remake the movie, and I'd totally be down for it.
I mean, okay, I would say if you like kind of a spy movie and you want to waste your time, you could watch it. Was it a great movie? No, hell no. And I think we've actually spent too much time on this movie right
now. It was decent.
It was decent. Out of everything that we've watched so far, this is probably the best.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So far. Except for Sharknado. Sharknado was awesome.
Yeah, I will say that.
You know, so right now Sharknado is number one. I would make this number two on our list. Well, no, Wolfman's Got Nards would actually be number two. So this would be number three on my list.
I could see that too.
That damn Vampire Academy sucked balls.
Oh my. Yeah, that was terrible. All right, so we talked about watching Halo: The Fall of Reach.
I started it and I just couldn't finish it because I got a TV.
Your Skype keep pausing.
I'm upstairs because my wife is studying.
Uh-huh. I was just letting you know about the Skype. Okay. But I went ahead and I watched it. I had already seen parts of it because somebody, when it was airing as episodes on like Showtime or something like that, somebody put two of the episodes on YouTube. So I had already seen those parts.
Oh, okay.
Basically this cartoon is a trimmed down version of the beginning of the book, The Fall of Reach.
So is it worth watching then, or?
I enjoyed it. And see, here's the thing about Fall of Reach. Fall of Reach is one of the only places where you're going to understand who Linda and Fred and all of them are, because when they show up in Halo 5, unless you've read the books, you have no backstory for them.
Okay, well, there ain't going to be me playing Halo 5 anytime soon.
Yeah, you should have took that TV money and got an Xbox.
But, yeah, and keep playing on the damn 27-inch. When I have a chance to get to play on a 55, hell no.
but they show up in Halo 5, and like I say, if you haven't read the books, you have no idea who they are.
Oh, and quickly, before you go on that, why do I need to get that when there's already talks that Sony's willing to do cross-platform with Xbox?
But they're only doing cross-platform for, like, Rocket League right now. Like, I seriously doubt that they're really gonna do cross platform for like Call of Duty and stuff like that. It doesn't make any sense. Keep those platforms separate so you can try to sell more stuff, because you got people like me who I really want to play The Division on PlayStation also. I don't really want to buy it in both places, but if I have to, you know, if a little bit further down the line, if I do, I guess I won't feel so bad about it. But if you make it cross platform, it totally fucks that up.
Well, I mean, it could be a good thing. It could be a good thing, but then the problem that comes into it would be like PlayStation has what, all of the Division stuff 30 days before Xbox.
Other way around.
Okay.
Xbox has a Division stuff first. PlayStation has Call of Duty stuff first.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's the only problem you get in there. It is the...
Yeah. So, yeah, that's...
shit.
Yeah, that's the biggest issue I see with this. But I don't see any harm in it. I'm not going to champion it because, you know, like PlayStation said, when they released their press release, they were like, yeah, we've been doing cross-platform since PlayStation 2. Like, well, you would be able to play games with the PC. Like, y'all locked y'all shit out, so couldn't nobody play with y'all, but we've been straight for a while. But 360 had, like, Shadowrun. I can't really think of anything else that you could play on PC and Xbox. I know there's a couple of games, but Shadowrun was the first. So it's been possible to do. It's just, like, we'll have to see how the Xbox and PlayStation thing works.
Well, we got the future. We'll see.
Yeah, but everyone has said when these consoles are being made that they're basically inside, you know, chipsets and stuff like that. They're basically the same kind of PCs that are just made custom for each manufacturer. They're basically x86 or something like that architecture and stuff like that. They both have this stuff inside of it. So, they're both custom PCs. And even the Xbox One is running off of a modified Windows 10.
Oh yeah, the processor.
No, the OS. The OS is just a modified Windows 10. So yeah, so it'll be interesting to see how it works out. You know, Rocket League is it. But, you know, I think, you know, they had to do this because you could already play Rocket League between PC and PlayStation, no issues.
Well, we'll wait and see. I mean,
You trying to get on that virtual reality, though?
No, I ain't getting on that shit.
Yeah, I have no interest.
The problem is like, okay, right now, when I play certain games, I already get motion sick just watching it on the TV.
Right. And now I don't want to be enclosed inside of my game and separated from my world.
Well, I mean, I play games to get away from this world, but I don't want something on my head, and I don't want all that.
Yeah, I'm with you. I don't want something on my eyes to block me out from seeing what's around me.
I don't blame you.
Yeah, so I have no care. But did you see that Pornhub? Was it Pornhub? Has started a VR section for virtual reality porn?
Awesome. So you can get to feel some awesome boobies, huh?
Pretty much.
And that's probably what's going to sell the most right there.
Yeah, whichever one can take advantage of that probably will. That'll probably be Oculus, though.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right.
Porn.
Yeah. What else we got? Oh, I watched another movie.
What else you watch?
I finally got a chance to see The Maze Runner.
Okay.
When the movie was coming out, it looked interesting, so I listened to the audiobook of all three books. Okay. And I thought it was interesting. It's along the same lines as the old young adult stuff, because it feels very Hunger Games, and the chick from Divergent stole some shit from the Maze Runner books and all that other stuff. Yeah, she straight stole that shit. Don't kid yourself. That lady stole it from the Maze Runner. But so I had never seen the movie, but I listened to the audiobooks and everything was great. I really liked them. It was a little bit confusing of like what the actual point was. But, you know, I like the movie. I'm interested in seeing the Scorch Trials. I can rent it for like $3 on Google, through Google Play. So I might rent it so I can watch it on one of my consoles or whatever. It's going to be a good time.
Well, I also watched another movie.
What'd you see?
I watched that 30-minute Amazon movie on The Division.
Okay.
And basically it was everything that happened before all the people got called, or like all their wristbands went yellow and they had to go report. And then basically, you know, like they just show you how everybody had a family and they were living a normal day. And all of a sudden they got called out. And the funniest one was this girl who was with these two guys that were playing video games. And all, you know, and they're like, oh, what if you're a special agent? You know, no, what if you're the special agent? And finally, she's the special agent. And, you know, because they're playing like Call of Duty or something like that. And that was kind of funny. And then they all go, and basically at the campsite, they all go to the where the main campsite is, and basically they have a little firefight with some of the people in the campsite, and they save some hostages. It was 30 minutes, and you know what? It's if you like The Division, it's on Amazon Prime. I mean, I'd watch it. It's good.
Word up. It sounds interesting. They did a for the Ghost Recon game, the last one, the last Ghost Recon that came out, they did a short film about that also.
Okay.
It seemed pretty good. I don't think I ever finished it because they released it in pieces originally.
Okay. Is it on Amazon or?
I don't know. I saw the stuff on YouTube. I'm like this close.
Amazon, I might see it.
Okay. I'm like this close to YouTube Red. I want to try YouTube Red, but I just don't want to pay that much money.
How much is it?
Is it $10?
A month?
Is $10 a month for YouTube Red?
That's a little too much.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm saying.
I don't watch enough YouTube to do that.
Yeah, it's $9.99 a month.
Okay. And while we're on movies, did you do any TV? Because I got a couple TV shows.
Okay, so I did watch Flash. I've been keeping up with Second Chance, even though I'm an episode behind. I haven't watched like the last 3 weeks of The Walking Dead, but I watch and I finished Daredevil. I finished Daredevil either yesterday or day before. I think it was day before yesterday. Man, is Daredevil good?
Okay, well, Daredevil's next on my list.
It's so good. Like, it's really, really stinking good. I ain't gonna spoil nothing for you, but it's just really stinking good. And how the characterization of the Punisher, because it's played by the guy from The Walking Dead that plays Shane.
Yeah, I saw that. He's the Punisher.
He's really good, and also
he makes a good villain because he was even a good villain on Walking Dead.
Yeah, I would say so. Yeah. I thought he was decent.
He was, he was good. He was interesting TV for the two seasons on Walking Dead.
Right, because he wasn't supposed to last that long.
No, and it was nice.
Yep, I got you. But yeah, he's really good in this. And just like everybody is really good, including the lady who plays Elektra.
Okay.
Elektra's in it this season, and so this is really good. And the old girl from True Blood is in it.
Which one? The blonde?
Yeah, she's still in it. No. Jessica.
Oh, okay, that one. Yeah.
Yeah, she was in season one. I kind of go back and forth on hating that character because sometimes she's very annoying. She's not Laura Lance annoying, but she's close.
Laura Lance sucks. God,
Laura Lance, like that character. I hope it's not the actress.
No, it's the actress.
I hope it's just the character, the way the character is written. I want to not hope that it's the actress in the way that she portrays the character, because that would make her a terrible actress. Don't say anything. Don't say a word. I'm not trying to disparage the actress, but she's terrible.
She is terrible. I will agree with that. Her parts on screen are horrible.
Yes. So I watched The Daredevil, and I can't talk anything about it because you haven't seen it yet. And it is fan-fucking-tastic. It is greatness.
Awesome sauce.
Oh, you finished Jessica Jones.
I have finished Jessica Jones, and I am a bit disappointed with Jessica Jones.
Why? Because they killed Kilgrave?
Well,
and he was the best part of the show?
He was the best part of the show. He was absolutely, between him and Malcolm, they were the only two that had any kind of very big story developments and a story arc. And
Malcolm was
the guy with the mop top who was on
the cop?
The guy on drugs.
The cop?
No. The black guy that lived next door to her who was on drugs.
Oh, that guy. Okay, my bad.
That's Malcolm. And I mean,
I couldn't think of his name last week, and then we got corrected on Twitter by J Bird.
Yeah, he said the guy was, I don't know. I don't have it on.
I put the show out late. Oh, you know what? I was talking all about. I said that there's nothing really happened. I totally had Pooh Bear with me this weekend. That's why I put the show up late.
Oh, see. But anyways, Jay Bird said it was, he was on Jessica Jones, the guy was Nuke. And he said that it was weird to see him because he's more of a Wolverine villain. Which once again,
The Kingpin, is in a lot of Spider-Man stuff, especially the Spider-Man cartoons.
And he's also, wasn't he in some of the Punisher stuff? And he's also in Daredevil. I mean, he's big in those three, all three actually.
Yeah. So the Kingpin is featured prominent. I wish Michael Clark Duncan was still around because he was an awesome Kingpin.
Yeah, he was pretty damn good.
And he had the natural size.
I mean, Kingpin last season was one of the best parts of Daredevil, too.
I don't like emo Kingpin. I can't stand emo Kingpin. I like Kingpin better now than I did before. I'll say that.
Okay, well, I'll have to wait and see how the new Kingpin is. But anyways, Jessica Jones, she just never grew the whole season. She was constantly the same.
Yeah, I would say she didn't have much character growth. No.
I mean, the only thing you ever saw was at episode 8 or 9, the one where you had the lesbian thousand cuts, where Kilgrave told her to do something, and she just looks down and like she didn't do it, and she smiles because she finally realized that she was no longer under Kilgrave's control, or that Kilgrave couldn't control her anymore. I mean, that was the only little bit of an arc that you had with her the whole season.
Right. She didn't move that much. The late Carrie Ann Moss actually shows up in Daredevil at one point this season.
Okay.
You know, Carrie Ann Moss is a boss in Jessica Jones. Like, she's the shit. But you know, of course, the thousand cuts thing happened to her lady. So
we'll wait and see how they're gonna tie it all in, because
they tie it together loosely. It's not you know, like I say, Carrie Ann Moss is in it, but she doesn't really, you know, it's not a big part of it, but she does show up, and you know, there's mention of Jessica Jones, and you know, there's, you know, like, so well, so all so
like what they did with Jessica Jones, and they brought in the Night Nurse to take care of Luke.
Right.
You know, I don't know how they're going to make another season of Jessica Jones, though.
You never know, because then they're coming out with the Luke Cage show, and then they're all going to be in a show together.
Well, hopefully you don't have to make another season. I mean, you can keep making Daredevil. Daredevil's fine, but I really don't know if I could power through another Jessica Jones season.
Well, remember, Jessica Jones ends up being married to Luke Cage, so they could go in that direction.
I hope so, because I don't want to watch another season of her.
I got you.
I'd rather go maybe watch the Herman movie or something.
They come out with another season, I'm very much going to take my time.
Yeah. I can't. I mean, it was hard enough watching 3 episodes and at one time. You know, it was really hard.
I binged it at the time. I watched it in like 3 days or so. Mm-hmm. But after watching Daredevil was so much better than Jessica Jones. I'm wondering how the fuck I pulled that off.
Yeah, it was really hard. And I'm also watching, I'm also watching House of Cards. And I'm having a hard time with House of Cards right now, too.
I've never been out of the first season of House of Cards. I never made it out of the first season.
Without spoiling it, I mean, something happens again. And you have another twist of fate, and it's like, seriously? And they're pulling this off, and of course, you know, in the long run, it's going to work out into his favor again, because that's the only way you can keep these damn things going. But it's like, I really would like to see Frank lose something.
I'm wondering how close House of Cards is to the British House of Cards.
Probably not anywhere near close, because the British House of Cards was only 3 episodes long.
Really?
Yeah, and it was like 3 2-hour episodes long.
Kind of like Sherlock.
Yeah.
All those Sherlock episodes were like an hour and a half.
You know, and now, I mean, come on, they're what? They're 4 seasons into it?
Yeah.
So, I guess at some 45 episodes.
At some point, I'll watch it, but I ain't in a rush. I didn't care that much about House of Cards at all. I just didn't.
I mean, Kevin Spacey is a great actor.
People, people seem to think very highly of it, and then I don't like I didn't like the chick who plays the young girl who he was fucking, especially because she's built like a teenage boy. And I know that at some point, I think I've heard in somewhere in season two, she dies or something like that.
Yeah.
But I don't really want to know no details. I just know she dies. But like, that chick is annoying as hell, and she lives like an absolute fucking pig. And like, you know, like I said, and she's built like a teenage boy. Like, I feel like I'm watching a pedophile do his thing when he is pretending to have sex with this chick. Like,
it was kind of gross. I mean, she is way younger than him because Kevin Spacey is playing, what, at least a 60-year-old man, a 50, 60-year-old man?
Right. And the fact that she's built like a teenage boy.
Well, maybe he's just... I mean, even his wife is kind of linky and no real sexy body.
Fuck you, dude. That's Jenny. You will not talk down about Jenny at all and her giraffe neck. You will not talk down about Jenny and her giraffe neck.
She's not that good looking.
She is not that good looking, but fuck it. She's Jenny, and she will always be Jenny. She will always be Jenny.
Okay.
Even with her giraffe neck.
All right, Jenny. Anyways, I should be finishing that up by before the next show.
Okay.
And that's about it for TV for me.
Okay. I don't think I have anything else. Like I said, I watched a ton of Daredevil. Now I'm trying to catch up on all my other stuff. So I just watched a new episode of The Flash right before the show aired.
Okay. Cool.
And the Heroes of Tomorrow, I think I may be a show behind if they did one last week. But over the course of the last few weeks, you lost one of the main characters. You know, and I think not having him around basically changed enough to whereas you had to start. Now you have to start forcing characters to want to be with each other and all of this other stuff. And just that one character not being around totally changed the dynamic of the whole show. And I don't know if I can keep. I don't know. Hopefully, they can right this ship. One of the worst things about Heroes of Tomorrow is you have too many main characters, and when you go on a mission, like he sends different people to do different things. Like, okay, I need you to go follow this lead. I need you to go follow this lead. Me and so and so are gonna follow that other lead, and you stay on the ship. Like he basically every episode he splits them up instead of them working closely together. Everybody is split, kind of doing their own thing. And it just proves that you just have too many characters. But once they lost a character, it totally changed the dynamic of the show. I don't know if I really want to, you know, hopefully they can wrap this stuff up and make it a little bit better because I don't know if I'm in on a season two of this shit.
Well, it probably won't be renewed for season two then if they are screwing it up.
No one's going to renew Second Chance. I love Second Chance, and I think it's a really good show. I don't think anybody's going to renew that shit at all.
Well, that's like Zoo. I thought that was a pretty good show, but I don't think they're going to renew that show either.
You think so? I thought it was picked up.
It was picked up. I don't know. I'd have to look. I haven't seen anything that said it's been picked up. But, I mean, if it was, it should have already been filming and getting ready to come out soon because it came out in the second part of the season last year.
Okay, I'm looking at an article from October of last year and said that it was picked up for season two.
Okay, good. Because that was actually a pretty decent show.
Yeah, I liked it quite a bit. And it had Sergeant Dapp in it, yo. It had Dapp from Ender's Game in it. I like that guy.
So, question for you.
Uh-huh.
Besides Division, what else have you played?
I live streamed. I played around. Well, I was playing the Division. I played Division damn near nightly, but most of the time I'm playing with people. So I'm playing with, you know, Blue and Ace and Nox and, you know, all of them. And so we're playing damn near nightly.
Well, let's save our Division talk for the end because I got a lot of Division talk.
But what I'm saying is sometimes Blue will live stream his.
Okay.
And they finally added the option to whereas you have everyone can put their own audio through any of the recordings. Everybody in the party can, whether or not you're in the game or not, you can still have your party chat go through your recordings.
Can I tell you something?
I know PlayStation
had that.
I knew it could already do that. And, you know, and Xbox doesn't have a direct to YouTube so
PlayStation
far.
PlayStation has that.
Yeah, I know. It's all right. But when it comes to streaming, PlayStation is much better when it comes to streaming. The games that I want to stream are on Xbox. I have on Xbox. But I decided I wanted to stream me playing Madden. So I picked up my character that I already started. I was like game five for me. But so I played a game, I live streamed, and it went really well. I enjoyed it, and you know, I didn't have to hook up my capture card and all of that jazz. Like, it sucked that I couldn't go directly to YouTube, but I was still all right with Twitch. I did it on Twitch, and then I sent it from Twitch to YouTube. Everything went over, no issues, and it was perfectly fine.
Well, speaking of Madden, there was an article by Josh Smith who said, give a Madden 17 features wish list. What would be some of the things that you think you would wish for on Madden 17?
I don't want to wish for anything because I only play that one mode. Like, I don't play the game. So I can't really tell you what the game should have because I only play as the one character.
Well, I mean, like, okay, some of the things that he said he wished for, and I do the same thing. I only play as the one character, or I will play GM mode, but...
You're Skyping, really... You're Skyping really bad right now.
No, I said I play only the GM mode or I play the one character.
Mm-hmm.
But some of the things that they were wishing for is for new commentary.
I never pay attention to the commentary anyway. Mm-hmm. If I'm playing a sports game, either I'm recording it so that I can, I'm streaming or running it through my capture card and I have the volume turned down, or when I play sports games, I listen to podcasts or I listen to music or something else. I never listen to the game, so I don't care about that at all.
And then more realistic weather?
I just get tired of it raining all the time at NCAA.
Yeah. Raining or snowing?
I don't get much snow, but I get a lot of rain in NCAA, and that's annoying.
And then better two-minute drills for AI. Or better two-minute, you know, the last 2 minutes.
I never see the AI because I'm always that one character, so I can't call it. Well, like I said, I only can see my 2 minutes. Like,
yeah, you know, well,
because I'm only my one character.
Well, like,
so I can't call it. It might be a thing for y'all. You know, when you play your GM mode and stuff like that, that might be cool for y'all. But for me, I'm only my character, so I can't tell you anything.
Well, I like it when I'm playing NCAA. I could be up by 30 or 40 points, and they'll call a timeout on the last minute and a half. And it's like, you're not going to come back. Why are you calling a timeout?
Because they have hope.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's bad hope.
Mm-hmm. And then, oh, yeah, I found something. While I was playing Madden,
mm-hmm.
I was looking at my options because I was trying to make it so that I didn't have to every match I go in and have to change my play calling thing, because I wanted the thing where it gives me three plays and I pick from the three plays instead of it being one and then I got to scroll through it.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to change that and I saw there is an option that you press to automatically make you the starter.
Yeah, there's, if you're doing a my player, you can do that. That's right in the beginning.
No, that's something I was trying to avoid. Like, if I was a backup and, you know, I wouldn't mind being the backup while I work my character up to be better, you know?
For a season or two.
Yeah, like, I wanted to do that. So if I start a series, I want to start over and I don't want to automatically be the starter.
Okay, I understand.
I wish there was a way that here's my biggest issue with it when playing this one character. My biggest issue is I can't just go to the draft.
Yes, and you can't go to the draft and just be drafted. You have to
pick a team.
And it would be kind of nice to be drafted.
Right, because you can see, you know, you can do the old 2K thing where you put me in a showcase And how well I do in the showcase will tell them where I'm supposed to be, I guess.
Well, maybe that could be a new feature coming up. Who knows?
Well, or just put me in the combine. You know, like, they've done that before. When you created a character, they put you in the combine. They even had, on the 360, they had a separate game for the NFL combine, and then you could import that character into Madden.
Well, they definitely need to do something more for the MyPlayer.
Right. But yeah. I don't think they care about that. The same way that the same way the NCAA didn't care much about Team Builder.
No. Well, I mean, come on. You can see it with the game that I've been playing this week. ECW 2, that basically they're putting...
You said ECW.
I'm sorry. UFC 2.
Uh-huh.
But you can see where the My Team stuff is where they're focusing on.
Yeah, I downloaded it, but I haven't played it because I'm spending all of my time when I'm playing games these days. I'm playing in Division. I vow I am going to be 30 in the Division tomorrow.
Wow.
I'm going to do that shit tomorrow.
I'm 14.
I'm a 27.
I'm 14.
But like I said, I've been playing damn near every night. I've been playing damn near every night till almost 3 o'clock in the morning.
Damn, son.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're probably itching to get on and play right now.
No, I'll probably wait till closer to midnight. You know how that goes. But okay, so how's your division going?
Well, first, can I tell you a little bit about UFC Fight 2?
Oh, yeah. Go ahead and do that. I forgot.
UFC 2 is graphically beautiful. It's hard. I actually had to take it off normal and put it down to, like, easy.
That's what happened to me last year. I could not get through my second, what's it called? The Tough Enough or the Ultimate Fighter?
Oh, wow.
I could not get through my second Ultimate Fighter fight.
Wow. See, I just started doing, like, my career.
Uh-huh.
And I couldn't get through my second and third fight.
Right. That's what happened to me, because when you created it last year, I don't know if it's the same thing, but they put you in the reality show.
Yes. Basically, it's kind of the same thing.
Okay, yeah. So what happened was I got to my second fight, and I kept getting fucked up. You know, everyone says the trick is be a heavyweight, because the heavyweight division sucks, so you could pretty much dominate the heavyweights.
Well, this year, the heavyweights don't suck as much, but... You have to be really careful, because what I've noticed is that my stamina goes down quick.
Mm.
So when you're getting in there in the heavyweight, like I'm playing with Mike Tyson, the young Mike Tyson. And if you go in there and you start doing two or three jabs and you try to hit like a combo with an uppercut, your health is pretty much down. And then if you're not careful, you're wide open at the time you're done doing the uppercut. And he can freaking, or, you know, your opponent can just go in there and like, pretty much stun you and almost knock you down.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a lot more strategic this time, and grappling is a little bit easier than last year, though.
That's good. I mean, to a certain extent. Like, you know, as long as you can't, like, the submission thing was really fucked up last year. I kept getting submitted, because every time I got into it, my defense wasn't strong enough, so I kept getting submitted every time I was on the ground.
Yeah, no, it's still pretty quick time thing, and until you build it up, yeah, mine kind of sucks, and if I get down on the ground, I'm pretty much dead. But it is a bit of a nice upgrade graphically from the year before, 2 years ago. It's not worth $50.
Yeah, I have EA access, so I got a few hours that I can play it. I just re-upped my EA access, so I got another year. I got to pay a year for $30, and I can play all of these EA Sports games. When they first come out, I get like 10 hours I can play, and then after a few months, they put that shit in the vault.
Yeah, when it goes down, when it goes to 20 in a couple months, that's when I'll pick one up, and I'll have it in my library, because I will play it, but I won't play it that much.
If you had an Xbox, you could have paid 30 and just play it when it comes to the vault.
Well, I don't have an Xbox. I decided.
But NHL 16 is getting ready to come to the vault.
Cool. That was a pretty decent game. I liked it. It was fun.
I I think, which one did I play? Did I play 15 or 16? I don't know which one, but I started my character, my career. It's just some of the rules I didn't quite understand. I started doing pretty well, but some of the rules I didn't quite understand because it's hockey.
It took me a few games to get to it, but I mean, I did pretty all right on hockey. It wasn't that bad.
Yeah.
So you want to know about my division week?
Mm-hmm.
Here's the problem I have with division is it is I've heard other podcasts that I've listened to and they sat there and complained that it's doing the same thing over and over and over and blah, blah, blah. And yeah, it is doing the same thing over. And if you want to level up, you got to keep doing the missions and you have to do them on harder or you got to do whatever.
I don't think it's that at all. I think what you have, especially on PlayStation, because PlayStation is so Destiny focused, I think you have people trying to defend Destiny against the Division, and there is no defense for Destiny because they made you do that same shit over and over again, and it's not the same.
Well, here's the thing, though. And this is all I'm going to say. Destiny and the Division are not the same.
They're not the same, but they are similar.
They're not the same. And here's the thing why. Division is always going to be closed in its own little world. You're always going to have it with humans, and it gives you a story of what happened on this one day, and basically you're going to just keep going from that one day story in this game, and that's it. Destiny doesn't really have a story, but it's in outer space, and they can go and do whatever they want, and they can be imaginative. And yeah, you know what? It is nice being imaginative and having all sorts of imaginary foes to fight. What I've heard a lot of people complain about is that, oh, well, you go up against either a bunch of thugs, or you go against the people with the flamethrowers, or you go against, like, the militia. And you know what? It's
the same thing with Destiny. You're fighting against the Fallen, or you're fighting against the Hive, or it's the same thing. What do you mean they're not the same? It's the same thing. And also, when you get to a certain level and you have to fight the military, it's a completely different situation because the military will fuck you up.
What I'm saying though is that okay, it's always going to be humans in the Division. So where with Destiny, they can make it whatever the hell they want. I mean, and they can look whatever the hell they want. But with the Division, I mean, you just got to take the Division as being what it is, and you have to take the Destiny for what it is. And the people who really love Destiny, they're just always going to love Destiny. Like, I really love Destiny, and I think Destiny, for me, is better than Division. And I can enjoy playing that over and over and over again. But that's just my personal opinion.
But I never got that far into I never got that much into Destiny, and I can see myself playing the Division much more. Like, I'm the opposite, but that's because I didn't link up with a crew for Destiny. I linked up with a crew for the Division.
Now, the only problem I have with Division is I can get a level 12 mask. But I have to be very careful about what the role is on that level 12 mask or a level 14 mask, because it might give me health, but it might take away from my damage, or it might take away from my skill. So the only problem is that I spend a lot more time in the menus making sure that if I get something, if I equip it, it's worth equipping.
Me personally, I love the fact that I get way more loot than I get with a game like Destiny, because Destiny, like, stuff just kind of trickles in. Like, I like the fact that I have a bunch of stuff that I can go through and I can tailor this stuff to my playstyle. If I want to focus on stuff that enhances my damage, then I can focus on DPS instead of not focusing on health or electronics and stuff like that. And then also, when you open up a certain thing, you can re-roll items.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, that is one of the nice things about the game, is that you can be your character, and you could be a medic, more of a medic kind of person, but you can be like 10 different styles of a medic person, which is really cool.
Yeah, I like the fact that you're not. I think I said this last week. Like, you can change your stuff on the fly.
Correct.
Like, if like I can decide that I want, you know, like I'm going to
go from being a medic to being a tech just by changing two or three perks, where
and you can change it at any time. Like, it doesn't matter. It's just when you change it, you just have to wait for it to recharge. But you can change it at any time.
Yeah, where Destiny, I'm going to go in as a warlock, and either I'm going to be a void walker, or I'm going to be a sun singer, or I'm going to be the one with the electric. And that's it. That's the only three choices I have. You know, there's no other choices. You know, where at least with Destiny, there is many choices and many roles. But I do have one big, big, big issue with freaking Destiny. I mean,
what's that?
Division. I have gone into the Dark Zone a few times now. And
I went to the Dark Zone once.
I'm like level 14 in the Dark Zone, and it is easy to level up in the Dark Zone, but there's a lot of fucking douchebags in the Dark Zone.
Most of my Xbox friends says that they ran into a couple people, but most of the people are pretty helpful, and they just wait for someone to go rogue, and then everyone goes to hunt down that person because you get a lot of XP. They said it's not as bad. That might be an experience that you're having, because almost all of my friends, because I'm a noted Dark Zone hater. Mm-hmm. All of my friends are like, nope, I didn't have that kind of experience. I went into the Dark Zone once with a group of friends and I got some stuff. They would not for the life of me, they would not give me a weapon. I got everything else. I got mods. I got gear. I got some decent shit. They would not give me any weapons. I got no guns.
That's
yeah.
Well, though, as I said, the only problem I have is that when I went into the Division, like I went into the Division a few times with Scoba, and shout out to him.
Yep. Shout out to the homie.
And we're playing and like we're going after the bots or whatever you want to call them. And
NPCs.
The NPCs or bots or whatever. And mm-hmm. This one idiot decides they want to jump in front of us. And made Scoba go rogue. And it's like, seriously?
Yeah, that sucks.
You know, and it's like, if you want to go, this is my thing. If you want to go rogue or you want to play that, because they don't want to take the chance of losing the level. Because I guess when you go rogue, you have a chance, depending on what your level is, to lose a lot of XP. You know, if you die.
Yeah.
Where if you die and you made the other person go rogue, you don't lose the XP, I'm guessing.
Yeah, I died once,
mm-hmm.
and Blue took all my stuff. So shout out to Blue. But I didn't care about the Dark Zone. But like I said, all of my friends who are who are much much higher ranked than I am in some cases. Like my friend Def, Def has been a rank 30 for like a week and a half now. So, you know what I mean? Like, so, but like, they're all telling me the same thing. The Dark Zone ain't so bad. Like, some of them are saying, look, I went into the Dark Zone by myself, and that was perfectly fine.
And I know you can do a lot of farming in the Dark Zone for different things, like tech and stuff like that, and the higher-end gear. So that's why I guess. But, I mean, if you're, and what I didn't understand is, like, if I'm on the lower end of the game, and you got kind of douchebags doing that now, what's going to happen when I get a little bit higher in the Dark Zone?
I don't know, because on Xbox, they said it spread out a little bit more than it was in the beta. So you're not just running across everybody the way that you were in the beta. It's way more spread out, so it's not as bad.
Well, no, it's pretty spread out there, but I mean,
it's pretty spread out, so like when it's time to extract, you don't have everybody like rushing to the extraction to fuck everybody up type deal.
Yeah, and I mean, I just hope maybe when they do their patch, because I guess there's going to be a new patch coming out.
Oh, it's already up.
Oh, it's up? Okay.
I had to download like a 2.7 gig patch yesterday.
Wow. So yeah, maybe it did that when I left it on, because I usually leave my PlayStation on overnight on Tuesday into Wednesdays.
Okay.
What else? I guess.
Did you ever find out about the Vita thing?
No, the View. I didn't look for the Vita thing. I'll look that up tomorrow. But I've been more interested in PlayStation Vue or whatever it's called.
Okay.
Because definitely I can have TV again and live sports and all that stuff. And I might only have to pay $20 or $30 a month. That might just be something for me to try and do.
I got you.
You know, and then if I even, like, I also heard if I download the WWE app, you can get WWE for $10 a month.
Yeah.
And it gives you all the pay-per-views and shit.
Yeah, it's always done that.
Yeah, but I haven't watched wrestling in forever. You know, I stopped watching.
Me neither. I haven't watched it, but I know some people who have still stuck around, and I know some people that left and came back to it.
Anyways, that's basically my division talk.
Okay, I think that's it for me, too. I don't think I have anything else.
I mean, and as I said, I played a lot of Destiny with Chase. That was a great time. And we're trying to look to get a actual Nightfall raid going with listeners, maybe next Tuesday or Wednesday, depending on, you know, when some of them can be available.
Okay. Yeah, you can set it up as an event on both of the pages.
Yeah.
Once you got it set in stone, what you want to do. I mean, you know, of course, I can't run that shit.
Yeah, you won't be able to run it. But, I mean, we're looking to start it with some of the listeners. And I believe, like, Cam the Man, you know, myself, Chase, that's at least three of us that I have right now that can get in. There was a big update. Or there is the big update. They finally told us that on April the 12th, we're going to get the Destiny update for the spring. And if you want to know more about that, you can go to Twitch TV, Bungie, and you can watch. They did a live stream today, and they told us what it is. It's going to be Prison of Elders is getting updated.
Okay. They're scared of the Division.
Well,
so it's like, oh, shit, we got to hurry up and update this shit.
Well, it's been a while since they gave us anything anyways.
Right.
And the light level is going to go up to 235. So, like, right now, since I already know what the light...
You mean 335? 335,
yeah, 335. So here's my thing. Since I already know what's going to happen now with Destiny, and I know that nothing's really going to come until the 12th of April, I don't really have to play Destiny if I don't really feel like it.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So I could... Because what... I mean... How am I going to go, or what really more am I going to do from 309 light level or 310 light level until then? You know, you follow what I'm saying, right?
Yeah, I got you.
I mean, there's no need for me to actually have to play.
Yeah, I'm with you.
They kind of cut it out. I don't have to play.
Yep.
I got a couple gaming news things real quick if you got time.
If you want to, go ahead and shoot.
Really quick. What's really cool is BioShock, the collection, is going to be coming out for PS4 and Xbox One. They're going to be giving us BioShock 1, BioShock 2, and BioShock Infinite, it looks like.
Is the DLCs included? If the DLCs included, it might be interesting, because I have never played the DLC for 2 because I heard Minerva's Den is supposed to be good, and I haven't played the Rapture stuff for Infinite.
Well, at the moment, it doesn't say if there's going to be any DLC. But it's really cool that we're going to get it.
Yeah, ain't no DLC, nah, I'm out.
I think they would probably give you the DLC. I wouldn't see why not. It would make no sense.
Yeah, they did it with Borderlands. The Borderlands stuff, it does have the DLC in it.
And then I might be buying my first official card game.
Card game?
Card game. You know, like that WoW or that Magic the Gathering thing? But this is going to be Bloodborne. Bloodborne is going to be making an official card game adaptation.
Bloodborne.
I like Bloodborne, and you know what? I would probably just get it. You know what I mean? Just to have it.
Yeah, I'm good. You can have it.
You know, well, this is the thing. The details haven't been brought out, but basically it's going to be based off of... it's not going to be based off the story, but on the game's Chalice Dungeon, which is where you just go in and do dungeon mode. So okay. That could be...
Is it called Legend of the Fallen or Lords of the Fallen or something like that? Is that multi-platform?
I don't know.
Oh, because they gave it away for free on Xbox, and I heard it's like a Dark Souls type game, that type of game. So I didn't know whether it was on more than one console. I mean, I have no interest in it, but it was free, so I downloaded it anyway.
Okay. Yeah, no, I don't know. I've never played it.
Let's see. Lords of the Fallen. Let's see. It is on PlayStation.
Okay.
So it might be something you want to look into. Is that type of Bloodborne type of game. It's that type of game. So, all right, you got anything else?
No, I mean, we had a good time on the gaming night that we did. We talked about that last time.
I would love to be able to do it again or do something. See, it sucks that, you know, we are, you know, we don't have the cross-platform stuff isn't available now. Like, that would be great. Like, when the cross-platform stuff is actually up and running and stuff like that, at the very least, we can do a Rocket League night.
Yeah, we could do a lot Rocket League night. And now well, I mean, but Rocket League Home Run Baseball.
No.
Yeah, they're going to be the next game they're coming out with is baseball.
No, it's no, I'm good. That's what it is. It's no, I'm good.
Maybe if someone wants to hit us up, we could probably, if we don't do the raid, maybe on the opposite night, we could do Diablo 3.
Yeah, and I went ahead, I got a good deal from Gamefly for Blood Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
So I just went ahead and I kept it. They sent me the case. I just haven't played it yet. Yeah, I haven't been back to it yet because I'm spending all my time in the Division.
I think I'm checked out of that. You made it sound too hard.
Yeah. I'm gonna need my degree, but when the Division slows down a little bit, I think I'll be back in. So, all right. So if there's nothing else, thank you to everyone who's listening. We really appreciate y'all being around. Doing this every week actually means something to people now, and we know that it means something to you because our numbers reflect that. So thank you very, very much. Send us your feedback. Check out the stuff that we put up on YouTube and all of the other places. I try to make sure that I send the stuff to at least the Facebook page, because the Facebook page seems to be more jumping than the Google Plus page, but you do have people like Mike J that talk to us on Google and not necessarily talk to us on Facebook because he doesn't like Facebook. So I try to keep both of them going. So for the homie Pimp, I'm Scarfinger, and this is Scarcasm Live. Peace out, Warriors.
Reanimator next week.
Scarcasm.